Oftentimes we do worry about our family and our friends and their relationship with Jesus. I recall as a young priest, I was assigned to a parish that the parking lot in my office coincided, and I was able to see people come throughout the day visiting the church. And I was curious why people were constantly coming to the church during the day to make visits. They weren't parishioners from what I could tell. So I would ask a few of them as I would see them over in church, and they told me that they were going to one of the two hospitals that was nearby, either for a procedure for themselves or they were going to visit a loved one. In times of that adversity, times of worry and anxiety, we as Catholics, we find it very comforting to come to the Lord, especially in the Blessed Sacrament. And so that's what these people were doing. Well, today's gospel, it's a wonderful and very familiar passage. It's a passage of consolation. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor, and you who are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light." Notice what the words say, though. Come to me, you who labor and who are burdened. Often we come to know the Lord through adversity. When things are going well, we don't always seek the Lord. But when we find ourselves under life's burdens, when we're laboring through these things, it's then that we either find the Lord or even more often, the Lord finds us. And so, yeah, we should worry about our family and our friends who are not in love with the Lord, but we also need to assure ourselves that the Holy Spirit will provide whatever is necessary. Even sometimes sorrow for them to come to know the Lord. But what about us who come to the Lord this day, who have been found by the Lord? What might we find in today's scripture that will uplift us? Well, first of all, from the prophet Zechariah. He was an Old Testament prophet, and he teaches us that our prayers are always heard. Sort. He was prophesying to Israel, who was decimated. And it was just the beginnings of their decimation, the beginnings of their woes. The Babylonians and the Assyrians and the Greeks and the Romans were to fall. What they were enduring then wasn't even the beginnings of what they were going to experience. And yet, he was prophesying to the people, you are going to be a superpower. You're going to be a great nation again, just like you were when King David was here. And it paints the picture of the king of Israel riding in triumph. What he didn't realize is that he was prophesying the future. But it was a future that he had not anticipated or would have even thought. He was prophesying that God, man, Jesus, that Jesus would triumphantly enter into Jerusalem and that he would be lifted up, but not necessarily as a king of the earth. He would be lifted up on a cross. And after his death, he would be lifted up again, not as the king of the earth, but rather the king of the universe, king of this world and king of the world yet to come. So yeah, Zechariah had it spot on, but he didn't realize what it was all meaning. So for us, we must remember that our prayers are always answered, but rarely in the time or in the fashion that we might anticipate. Secondly, St. Paul, in his epistle, reminds us that we are flesh and blood, flesh and spirit. We're hybrids. That if we live only in the flesh, and our body dies, we're dead. That's it. That our spirit is what gives us animation. Our spirit is what gives us life. And what is our spirit? our thoughts, our feelings, our desires, our love, our ability to love, our desire to love. This is what continues on in eternal life. This is what gives life to our flesh. If we do not love here on earth, we will not love in eternal life. And if we don't love in eternal life, it's what we call hell. It's a hellish experience not to be able to love and not to be able to receive love. We're reminded today that even when we find life burdensome, we must always choose to love. Jesus said, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones." Another translation of that is to infants, to children, to little ones. This is the mystery of God's kingdom, that through the little ones we are taught. Through adversity we are found by the Lord, and that through death we enter into eternal life.